For example, one of the things that they're proposing is short-term Meadow Creek Lagoon flood mitigation alternatives are a series of pumps and pipelines. And they're looking at Oceano in the context of strategic growth or smart growth. Another phrase is sustainable community strategy. And there's four topical areas they'll be looking at. One of them, a key one, is infrastructure development and financing. And so this is something that's going on. Maybe there's a way to dovetail this with the Oceano Advisory Council, which is meeting this coming Monday. So those are a couple things. And by the way, I also wanted to add that relative to the drainage situation, Tuesday is the board meeting at 1:30, and then at 3 p.m. that same afternoon is the Zone 1-1A meeting. So anyways, a lot of things going on, especially with regard to drainage. Thank you for your time, and I'm available if you do have any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff Pinek.
Thank you once again for the opportunity to address you all. Jeff Pinek, Oceano resident and Surfrider chair, slo.surfrider.org. I want to echo Jeff Edwards' drainage issues and really the drainage thing, pumps and pipelines is not really going to do it. If you go backwards and look at how this whole ecosystem functioned in the past, they've plugged it up in a whole bunch of places, so there's no way that the whole thing can flow the way it used to in the old days. So that's what really needs to be looked at. Anyhow, so I'm here to talk about a couple things. I guess at the supervisors meeting yesterday, they decided to audit John Wallace's books for the this sanitation district and see with specific look towards conflict of interest. I celebrate that. That's great. I wasn't there to hear it, but it was on the agenda. I assume they moved forward on that. I'm here to talk about negligence, and I'm here to talk about sewage spill was likely preventable. This is a June 3rd article from the Tribune, which Cynthia Lambert wrote, and I want to read from it. We all know the sewage spill happened, 345,000 gallons approximately. Because of a closed discharge valve, a pump was not able to push the raw sewage quickly enough through the plant. If it had, the probability of a sewage spill would have been very low, according to a report the district sent this week to the State Water Resources Control Board. Sanitation District Administrator, and also our engineer, John, with the conflict of interest, John Wallace, said Wednesday, he believes the valve was inadvertently left closed after maintenance had taken place at the plant. Well, if you inadvertently leave a valve closed when it's supposed to be open, my question, first of all, and back in the back of this article, he'll say the valve has now been chained open. First of all, why does a valve exist in the first place if it's chained open and never has to be closed? A. B. Here's John Wallace's response to it. Quote, "I'm not sure how that happened," end quote, he said. Do we really want to deal with a plant engineer and a plant administrator who's not sure how that happened? If you see rain coming down the pike, and trust me, we can see rain coming down the pike. The weather reports see it coming. You know, you better really be sure and double check, triple check the valves that should be open that are closed, the valves that are closed that should be open. You want to look and make sure that when that rain comes down the pike, you're going to see everything in your plant is going to be functioning properly and ready to go. I call this response negligence. Now, here's the point. When this 345,000 gallons gets given a fine, to the tune of $10 a gallon, or whatever, however it works out, or however the State Water Resources Control Board says, that's $3 million. Who's going to share that? Oceano, Grover, and Aurora Grandy?
Okay, could you wrap up?
Or is John Wallace going to pay it? Because we don't deserve to pay it.
Thank you, sir.
Margaret Smith.
Good evening. I would just like to take the opportunity to thank Pamela Dean
the many years, the many hours she dedicated to this board, her work on the fire committee and the establishment of the joint powers, the knowledge of the water systems and all the problems, her no vote on the purchase of the Tyler computer. And if it wasn't for her quick thinking and quick action to file the proper documents with the court recorder, we wouldn't have had petitioners taking any water petitions around. That's what I'm going to say is thank you, Pam.
The First Amendment shall not be abridged. The second one is with respect to ad hoc committees. Mary Lucy called an ad hoc committee, never made any kind of public notice that was sufficient under the Brown Act. Then she and Ralph Montemuro, and this was months ago, brought up not just selling water, which was not on the agenda, but also raising the fees and combining them into one issue. There were three board members present. That's a violation of the Ralph Brown Act. There are specific sections that talk about that how the committee meetings are public meetings and reports shall be made. With regards to Ms. Thurman stating to me in a public meeting that negotiators on the water litigation, the Santa Maria water litigation, do not need to be disclosed, let me cite specifically section 54956.7 and following regarding negotiating parties shall be named, their agents shall be named, instructions to the negotiating parties shall be named, the parties themselves who are negotiating to which our water is a material issue, they shall be named in a public record. So Molly Thurman, at this point, I know she's got a lot on her plate. She's up to here with new contracts, and I'm going to speak on the deficiencies of the San Luis Obispo request for rate proposals that directly violates the contract that we have with them now. She needs to be educated in the Ralph Brown Act. These are things that are going, these mistakes are going to materially affect the people of Oceano. And I'm also going to speak on another item at another time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's all the public comment?
No more at this time.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I have a request.
Okay.
This is on your agenda. On item 8D, we submitted a resolution for a board to approve a 10-year payment plan, and subsequent to the agenda being published, more information has come our way, so we would like to retract that item and still discuss in closed session, but discuss all the remedies are available to us, not just a 10-year plan.
Excuse us, please. I'll make a motion that item D.
Yeah.
8D.
8D.
I won't make the recommendation.
Right. I'll make a motion that 8D be removed from the agenda tonight.
We still want to go into discussion with it. We're just going to remove the recommendation.
I'm withdrawing staff's recommendation on that because
right.
More further information has come forward.
I'll also move.
Okay, do I have a second?
What are we seconding?
Pardon me?
What was the motion?
We're going to remove the action of the board to approve the
table
10-year plan. We're just
table
gonna,
it?
Because there's more stuff.
Yes.
Staff recommending table it?
Yes.
Okay. The whole thing?
I'll second it. Tabling it. 8D.
Okay.
Not removing it, but tabling it.
Table right. The whole thing?
Okay.
Okay. And we have a voice. I'm sorry, I've got two things in my head. Can we have roll call?
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Director Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Angela?
Yes.
Mine's got stuck.
Thank you.
Okay, and then we have item. Okay, do we want to go back to the administrative items or just continue?
Well, it's yours for board member comment.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do we have any board member comment?
I think this is a good idea. I'd like to hear some alternative solutions to this.
Okay. I think you're entitled to comment on any of your activities or during that time period.
Okay.
Not just that item.
But that is an item that I think very strongly we should review.
And the board and the community are working in concert. I have people coming in talking to me all day long. And the level of positive comments far exceeds the negatives at this point. And I want to thank you for allowing the office to be a safe environment for people to come into and ask questions and not feel like they're being treated unfairly or disrespectful. That kind of, it's more than customer service, it's just mutual respect for each other has really carried through. And I do hear a lot of comments from the public. As many people know, I work at the pay station, so anything that's not water usually comes my way. And I have to tell you is that a lot of people are much calmer about the leadership of the organization. So thank you very much, Tom, for taking a leap of faith and jumping in here and not being overwhelmed. And I also want to thank Marie. We don't hear a lot about Marie, but we will. So thank you very much.
Couldn't do it without her.
I want to echo that. The comments have been positive. The staff comments have been much more positive. And it seems like the productivity level has gone way up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we should also commend Carol Ann and Celia also for the efforts that they made. For a long time, it was just the two of them in the office, and they kept the doors open and the lights on. And so I think now we finally have got this thing moving in the right direction. And so I've got some traction.
Yeah.
I think we all feel a whole lot better. It's been a big weight that's lifting.
My phone doesn't ring four times a day with a problem anymore, and it's really great.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Mr. President, I would just like to echo, first of all, I am really appreciative of the board and the board members. We came into a situation where we had to make hard decisions, and I really seen the leadership in this community step up. As board members, I appreciate you know, Matt, your enthusiasm, and Lori, all of us, we really did what we had to do to try to get the rudder straight on this boat. And I do appreciate staff. I think we made some hard decisions, and we made the right decisions. We've appointed a new interim that has taken a handle of the district. And to the point where we needed a strong leadership. And thank you, Tom. I think it is great. You were the right choice, in my opinion, to grab a hold of this district and bring it back to where we need to be to go forward. And I think also I know that we did receive praise from the community because we were trying to be open, and I want to let know the community that we are trying to be open. We are trying to really assess the situation that we're in and go forward. And I think in this last few weeks that we have shown the community that we are steadfast, that we are willing, and we are willing to be cohesive, and we are willing to be open to the public regardless. And I think at that point, when we hear some negativism of what we're supposed to be doing and what we're not supposed to be doing, is that we are really trying here. And we want to bring back Oceano to where we are going and where we're going to go and who we are. So I just would really, in my board member comment, would like to thank the board because we've taken the opportunity to make that happen. Thank you.
Okay, any other comments? Okay, let's move on to the approval of minutes for May 25th. Do we have to do these individually? Can we do them all as one?
No, we
got
to
do them separately. Okay. Okay, May 25th.
I filled out a request to speak.
You're right. You're eligible to speak.
Do you want to call it? Because I put in my request
sure.
to speak.
Sure. I was looking something up. Excuse me. Giselle Naylor.
And when they weren't using their water. So I'm asking the board to discuss that, put that on an item of how they're going to figure out what would cause that, and also to reflect the fact that under Ralph Brown, unless specifically stated, no future budget act or related budget enactments, like raising the water and sewer fees, shall in any manner be interpreted to suspend, eliminate, or otherwise modify the legal obligation and duty of local agencies to fully comply with Chapter 641 of the Statutes of 1986 in a complete, faithful, and uninterrupted manner. That means that the Ralph Brown Act shall not be suspended because people, this board, the general manager, and Miss Lucy have decided amongst themselves to suspend the Ralph Brown Act until they can get their budget together.
Feelings are powerful.
Okay, is there anyone else?
I have some comments on the minutes.
There's no other public comment.
Okay, excuse me, sir. On we're looking at the May 25th, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, there was Carolyn, and I know that. Are you still producing these? Right. Okay. So on 6A, it said the board tabled the item. Okay, I'm not sure what they tabled, but I didn't quite on page 2. I couldn't quite make out the sentence, nor I just couldn't figure it out. So I had to move 8, administrative items, age, discussion, 08, 09, 09, 010, audits, updates to be discussed next. So maybe if it could just play with the wording so you could read that sentence and understand.
Basically, it just says eight administrative items. It's the next item. If you look at the very next item, it just says 8 administrative items. Then it says H, and then it states what it is.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I move that we accept the minutes.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. It's approved. Okay, then we have May 31st. Any comments on May 31st?
It's the reports from the various departments. Oh, we're still in the minutes?
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. Sorry.
I move that we accept the May 31st minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. And then we have June 8th. I was not present at this meeting, so I will not vote on it, but have you guys take a look at it.
I move that we accept the minutes.
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All abstained from voting. Okay. And we have June 22nd. And
I have to say, I didn't even find a typo.
Thank you.
I move that we accept the June 22nd minutes.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 5-0. And that's the meeting. Review of the minutes.
President Angelo, we have no public comment for item 6, the report, so we can start right into that.
Okay, great. Can we have the sheriff's South? You've already commented.
We've already commented on it.
Thank you.
The board is in session.
I don't have one for item 6.
Okay. There is one. It's under. There are two sections in the agenda which deal with the San Luis Obispo garbage contract. Item 6 was never tabled. Item 8 was tabled relating to the garbage contract. I believe it was item 8D.
Excuse me, Mr. Manager.
The problem.
The board is in.
We're in session.
Right. The problem I have here is that with these forms, you're supposed to fill out per item, and this one has multiple items, and so I put it in for 8C, but there is a thing here for item 6. But in the future, Ms. Naylor, please put them.
Excuse me. Please don't interrupt.
Put them on. Separate board request, please.
Organization change, organization, or reorganization of the district, an ordinance adopted by the district, and that includes resolutions related to whether we're going to approve a contract. Right now, they're changing the contract. Minutes of any meeting anything that relates to any pending claim or litigation. So I guess the grand jury investigation could be a pending claim or litigation, the results of that. So I would ask that the general manager not instruct the secretaries in the front office to remove 3 boxes of public records from the
Giselle,
year 2004 to 2006.
You don't know if they were removed. They may have been put into storage, so let's not start screaming and yelling about stuff being destroyed.
I made a public records request. And I was refused at the time they were in the office during normal business hours.
I'm not going to argue with
you. That's not the business at hand right now. So can somebody please take control of this?
No, it's not.
Mrs. President,
yes.
If I could just have a short discussion with the board. You know, the board has the leisure of, when the public comes to the board and is disrupted, we have the right to remove that person from this meeting, and if the whole audience becomes disrupted, we have the right to clear this room so that the district can continue its business. And and I am all for public comment and for being open to the public and to listen to the public. But when it becomes, when we're imperative here, we have, this district has gone through some changes, and we are trying to go forward. And when it becomes imperative to our business that we need to do, I think that we should take our rights as a board and act on them. And if that means clearing this room so that we can go on with business, then we should do it. I mean, I'll be the last one to close the door on somebody, but when actions become before this board and they're so frivolous and they make no sense whatsoever, we cannot continue to do business this way. And I think that it needs to be set clear. We've set policy in the front office, if the general manager and if there's issues out in front, that's the way it should be done. But you and I and all of us sat here in this boardroom till midnight trying to appease and hear all the questions. But we do now need to roll up our sleeves and take care of the district business. So, and you know, and this discussion between us, and I think, you know, I've been kind of wanting to say this to everybody, and then, you know, it's just us right now, so, in board discussion, and I, you know, I hope that everyone receives that. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Are you ready?
No. Yeah, but I don't want that to happen anymore. Somebody has to step in and be a parliamentarian here. Yes.
Okay. Let's go to the reports. For Sheriff South Station, Commander Ken Conway.
Good evening, folks. Ken Conway, South Station Commander, San Luis Obispo Sheriff's Office. On a side note, what Director Searcy had talked about, I had discussed with the manager tonight about public comment and the public disturbance during the public meetings here. And, you know, I come every month, or I have a representative come. I don't have to get involved in something like that. But as far as any sort of a disturbance here at the meetings, we'll take action if we have to. And it's a misdemeanor, so we'll enforce the law if we have to. My report this month for calls for service will cover June of this last month. Oceano had 426 calls for service and actions taken by the department. So far for the month, as of this evening, we've had 183 calls for service, and that includes the 4th of July, which was pretty relatively quiet, the usual fireworks stuff, but nothing major. The whole county was actually pretty calm this year. I want to introduce Deputy Trevor McKenna here in the back, who's one of my follow-up investigators at the station. So he does the low-end detective work here at the office, and he's one of my best guys there. I brought him along for show and tell tonight. This next couple of weeks, we're going to be planning another.
What you're doing. But I'd also like to know, do we have validated street gangs in Oceano?
Yes.
We do?
Yes.
And can you tell me which ones they are?
Oceano 13.
Okay. Large population?
It fluctuates. It goes with who's in custody, who has kids out that's grown up in the gangs, mm-hmm. Who's moved into town. You know, I don't have a specific number for you. They're mostly, as far as trouble over the years, I've been here since 1983. They've been, sometimes they're a pain in the neck, and sometimes they kind of fade out, depending on, again, who the leadership is and who's in custody and who's in prison and who's moved out of the area. Most of the stuff that we're dealing with right now as far as gang problems in Oceano is the graffiti. We're trying to stay on top of that. I have one gentleman that's a volunteer that paints, goes over and paints the graffiti with the Sheriff's Department graffiti truck, but he does the whole county, so he's running his blades off. Drug sales and petty theft. Occasionally we have an assault, but right now it's as far as gang things, at least in Oceano, it's pretty quiet.
It's pretty what?
Pretty quiet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I have one question.
Yes,
how are we doing with the situation with the recycling issue at 17th?
I've been working with Supervisor Teixeira. I'm trying to, y'all know my opinion of the, you know, it's all great for recycling, but unfortunately, that spot that it's at, we've had problems with our homeless population congregating there during the day, the dumpster diving at night and during the day, recycling coming in, changing in their cans to get more money to go into the store and buy alcohol, and come outside and start it all over again. I've talked to you folks in the past about it's been pretty calm lately, knock on wood, but It's daily calls for service there, either assaults or thefts or drunken public nudity, passed out in the doorways, you name it. And it's daily. So I've been trying to get it relocated because the problem is it's right there on Main Street. People drive through town, whether they're tourists or mom and dad coming just through town, and that's what they're seeing their first impression of Oceano is all these folks in the little town square there. You know, dropping their knickers and peeing and doing whatever else. And I don't have the time to have my guys go down there every day, haul them to San Luis, They sober up in 4 hours, and they kick them back out again, and they're back down here. So we're trying to get that relocated. Rumor had it they were trying to put another one in behind Don Mixel, the liquor store there, behind the Melodrama. We're fighting against that because I don't need two recycling centers here in town. It's just too much of a nuisance for me. And we're also going to be addressing the marijuana dispensary that they want to bring here into town. So another pain in the neck. So we're trying. It's been pretty good lately. We're getting a lot of cooperation from the folks in town about as far as I've talked to them about handouts and letting them camp out and stuff like that. Let them go into five cities or do something else we don't want in town.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Commander.
I have a couple things.
Go ahead.
Thanks for all your hard work. On the sweep, sometimes, you know, people that are in that vicinity, or say it's in the household or something like that, get caught up in things and villainized sometimes. And I've had a couple people come in and say that that's happened to them in some of these roundups, you want to call lack of anything. But I don't know what's shifted or what's happened, but I've had a few people come in and start to voice their opinion about the public drinking and drinking in public, right? And it's kind of narrowed down, and the same people that don't know each other, but they're saying there's only one place in town that will sell alcohol before 9 a.m. And there are several stores that are already open, but they've refused to sell alcohol. So there's only one place that people are getting alcohol before 9 a.m. And they're getting, you know, there's that problem corner right there because of that vacant building. And so those houses right along Paso Robles, as they're pulling out for work, they're being watched. And a couple of those people have come in and talked to me about it, and have circled back around the block, and people who've been drinking, you know, because they get their liquor at one place before 9, have been at their front doors knocking or doing something, and it's made them very uncomfortable. You know, so I don't know what's shifted, but I was surprised to hear the same story two times in 1 week because I hadn't heard it at all. That was one thing. This is the two things I wanted to ask you about. Selling liquor before 9 seems to be an issue. And secondly, the 4th may have been quiet for you, but the tourists became very aggressive this time. I had several RVs out behind my alley, right, which is, you know, access to all. You guys use it quite a bit. Dumping their sewer, dumping their water, you know, as they're pulling out to take off. You know, throwing their trash on the side over. They were very aggressive out-of-towners.
Yeah, the last few years, like I said, it just seems like they've discovered that they can't get into Pismo because the beach is full or whatever. There's no parking or no hotels, whatever. So they have all come down to the Strand and the Duck Pond, and all day long it's a madhouse down there. So I don't know where they got the word, but they're in town now.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Any other questions, folks? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, can we get Fire Chief Michael Chief Hubert, please? Oh, nope, not him tonight.
Chief Heath.
Chief Heath.
Good evening, Honorable President and Board of Directors. Ricky Heath, Battalion Chief, Five Cities Fire Authority. I'm here to talk a little bit about calls for service for the fire department in the past month. We ran 74 calls in Oceano, and out of that were two fires. One was a structure fire, actually, in Grover Beach, right on the cusp of Oceano, and a dumpster fire. We had 50 emergency medical aid calls, two hazard conditions, which were sewage calls from the RVs. And also, we ran 5 service calls, public assist, and 15 false alarm calls. The reason why I brought up the one structure fire that was on the cusp of Grover Beach and Oceano is that the engine company from here out of this station was the first end unit, and they were able to get in there, force entry, and knock the fire out before it spread from the closet. And they did a really good save.
That's good.
Started in the closet.
Yes.
Oh.
Hot clothes.
Chief Heath, you forgot something very important, the pancake breakfast.
That event kind of slipped past me. It was something that the union is putting together, and they talked to Chief Hubert about it, so I'm not certain about the information on that.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., $5, pancakes, sausage, eggs, and it's going to be at the main station in Grover Beach, Station 68. And everybody's invited. There's also going to be the Studio Performing Arts there who are going to be performing, and tours of the firehouse. And there is a note here that Chief Heath is going to bust a move. It might moonwalk or something.
I just have one question, and maybe you can bring it back to the next your next report. But what is the typical response time for Oceano?
Within the city limits of Oceano, I would say 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
I could research that for you and get that back to you in the next meeting.
All right, thank you.
The fire you mentioned, I'll also comment. The Oceano station is not staffed as heavily as the other stations, and so that it's usually only a two-man crew that shows up. So the fact that they got in there and got in the door just with the two men and knocked the fire down is especially commendable.
Yes, they're very aggressive. And also very safety conscious.
Yeah. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we have Mr. Tom Martin, South County Sanitary.
Tom Martin, I'm from the garbage company. I see some new faces, so a couple of quick items. The district, for years and years and years, has always had a policy of if you see a discarded couch or if you see something discarded in the alley, let staff know, call my office, let us know, and we run a tab for you and we'll write off $7,000 worth of stuff. So on my way in, I noticed there's a couch on Highway 1 and we'll have somebody come by and pick it up tomorrow. But when you see something like that, let somebody know. And because it, by attacking it quickly, it stops the nuisance. If you leave it there, there'll be two more couches there, you know, by the weekend. And so we want to address that quickly. The other thing is, we also, in all the cities we serve, we do a graffiti abatement. If you see anybody, you know, spray can in the garbage containers, same thing. Call the office, let us know. We'll come switch them out or overpaint them or something, because it's the same kind of thing. If you let it go, then pretty soon every can has it. So those are two quick items that please let us know about, and we'll take care of them. The reason I'm here tonight is that South County Sanitary has requested a rate increase. The last time you increased rates was in November of 2007, about 3.5 years ago. As part of the negotiations on the contract, we agreed to hold off raising rates for 1 year. It looked like things were going pretty good. The revenues were doing okay. We thought we were going to get over a couple of humps, and it looked like we were doing okay, and then the economy drove off a cliff, and so we are now back after 3.5 years. Those of you that don't know the landfill, we used to take your green waste to Cold Canyon Landfill and compost it in open windrows. That created quite a few odor issues with the neighbors. The state of California issued us an NOV, a notice of violation for the smell of freshly ground green waste. And based on that, Cold Canyon couldn't operate the facility. So the proposal that we've come up with is that Engel and Gray has a compost facility, which is just down the hill in the Santa Maria fields next to the water plant. And they've agreed to take that waste at $30 a ton. You used to pay $18 a ton to get it done at Cold Canyon. Cold Canyon is in the process of looking at an anaerobic digestion system that's enclosed in a building that will be built on the Cold Canyon site. But we have to go through county planning. And that process is, you know, wing and a prayer, and we'll find out when it finally happens. But that is the, you know, proposal that we're shooting for. However, in the meantime, we still want to do the right thing. We still want to recycle the green waste, and so we're going to take it to Engel and Gray. So that's what the 1.7 is for. If you add all that up, it comes to 5.15. Mr. Stabler has reviewed our request and come back with a report that the general manager has, and I would assume it's you've seen it in your packet, or you will shortly. And other than that, I'm here to answer questions for you.
Tom, I have a quick question. You mentioned graffiti, that you guys do some graffiti abatement. Can a citizen call and say, hey, I see graffiti on this dumpster over here, or does there have to be a police report? What's the process?
We would prefer that it come from the district.
Okay.
Just because, the office is busy enough with phone calls, and we don't want, everybody calling us at all hours of all time, for painted things. So we would prefer that it come through the district, because it's a charge that goes on the district's account, and then we write it off at the end of the year, but we still would prefer that it come through.
I have questions. Okay, Tom, I read through the whole thing here, and with the rate increase, and I found it, you did a good job on it. But I had one question, and I see Oceano as increasing $1.73 over Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach at $1.21, $1.17, and us being less population than the other two communities, why is our increase a little bit more than theirs?
Years back, when we first set up the variable can rate structure, you as a board made a decision that you wanted your one can rate to be very low, and that you wanted the two can rate to be higher. So in order to get to that balance of revenue needed, the one can rate is, I want to say, 1254. And that's the lowest one can rate of anybody in San Luis Obispo County.
Right.
And you do that to incentivize people to go down to the one can rate. If you want to throw away three cans, it's more expensive. And in fact, three can rate. Your three can rate is $35.
Right.
So when they're talking about the $1.73, that's on the $35 service. If you have the largest garbage can that we provide,
right,
then yeah, you're gonna pay more, because the rate was initially set higher. So get a bigger blue can, get down to the one can, and that's the whole goal. You can get a 96-gallon green, you can get a 96-gallon blue.
So that encourages more recycling.
And get the tiniest garbage can we have. That's the perfect service, is a 96 blue, a 96 green, and a 32 gray.
Okay, well,
that's where you want to be.
Thank you for that, because when I was going through it, everything made sense except when it came down to...
Yeah, and if you look in the Oceano section on the 32, that rate's only going up 61 cents.
Yeah. Okay.
And this basically starts the process. What I will do from here is, there is a notification that needs to go out to every property owner and every renter, and we'll work with the district to get the data so that we mesh our list together and appropriately send out the notice to everybody. We wait 45 days for the protest election, and then we will come back to you. The date's been set for September 28th, so we've given ourselves much more than 45 days so that we have plenty of time to get the mail out and get responses in and get everything tallied correctly.
Well, I just want to thank you on a very thorough report, because I went through it, and it kind of explained a lot of things that I didn't even think about, like your parties were not tax deductible. You guys pay for that.
Ratepayers don't get to pay for that.
Able to piece that together. I made a commitment to have the budget done by July 12th to you, and I failed in that. That's one of the few things I failed at since being here, and it's mainly because we're still having trouble tying things together. We've made major accomplishments in organization. We've listed and archived a lot of the old files, some stuff dating back to 1997. And we are aggressively getting the Tyler system caught up, because that appears to what we need to use. It's got way more bells and whistles than we'll ever need, but right now it will fit the bill. And we've, through Marie and staff, we have made some major inroads to that, to where we can almost give you a profit and loss and almost give you a balance sheet. We've completed inventory of all the field yards, and we know where all that equipment is, and the boys are now scrubbing that for stuff that has been obsoleted out and scrapped, and so we'll have an accurate picture on that. We have made some major changes to the building itself. If you notice, the lobby's been cleaned and painted, and we've got two pictures on the wall, and as an idea from staff, we've created there's a press release going out that we are going to have an Oceana photo contest to help stimulate everybody's involvement and get the eyes of the people of Oceana on the walls here and at the yard. And we're going to send a couple to supervisor to sheriff's office as well. So every time an Oceana deal comes up, he'll have a good memory. So that's another thing that we've got going. The board and staff will pick a winner, and I'm going to go out and solicit some of our restaurants to throw down some dinners, so that'll be our prizes. The other thing is I said this in my first memo, I can't thank the public enough for coming in and giving me the vote of confidence that I needed. When I said I did last or two Wednesdays ago, when I got home, I had a headache, and it's still there. but
I leave.
But everybody has been a major, major shot in the arm. And there's been a couple days where it's been a little bit dark and dreary, because when you're in this mode, you're going to find stuff that doesn't make sense, and you're going to find stuff that you thought was addressed and it really wasn't. But the ability of staff and the boys in the field and the support that I've got from the board and council has been very instrumental in getting me through it. I believe you're going to see, you're already starting to see it now, a whole change in attitude. And our ratepayers are who come first. And even though I answer to the board, my job is to serve the ratepayers, and I'm putting everything I can in to make sure that these ratepayers are satisfied. Now, that being said, I am a man that functions on fact, and I don't function on hearsay. I will listen, I will take it, but if you come to me with a problem, to coin my father, you damn well better have the facts right, because I function on fact, and I make sure that the facts are correct before we take an action on something. And I've already got the sign-in with the board on that. Staff knows they can come to me at any time with any issues, and the public knows that they come in any time. I hold office hours. We've never refused anybody office hours. We did request a hold-off on the Freedom of Information Act stuff, because that does take time, and we want to respond to it, but I got to know where the rocks are before I can walk on water, and we're aggressively trying to do that. Nobody has destroyed any documents. They've all been listed, filed, and archived. We are working extremely hard to catapult everything that we do so it's there for everybody to see. There's no hidden agendas. There's no I'm not functioning like I've got something in my back pocket. I'm here to straighten it out, get it going, and then hire my replacement. So I'm willing to take questions, and I'm welcoming this opportunity.
Okay. Just a couple, Tom. Can you give us any idea on what you're finding on getting the audits done? I know we've had to do some payroll audits. There's been some progress there. There's been a lot of what's the state of the accounting, and what do you see happening?
The audits is what I first viewed as something that we would get done rather quickly deal with. They just put it in a file, and it didn't matter if that file was water and sewer. They just stuck it in a drawer. And so we have now gone through quite a bit of that, and we are able to pull everything we can to at least start making determinations. And one of the good things that happened out of that, and I reported in the Friday report, was we found a payroll audit by state fund, which Marie and Celia got down and dirty with and reported to me last Friday that through just classifications of employees, so now they know how they're supposed to fill out their time cards, that's going to have a $1,500 annual savings. Well, it's not enough, but if we find 100 of those, that's $150,000, and we might be able to go fix something around here. Well, today they reported to me that they went through it one more time, and now those savings have increased even more. So, you know, we're just trying to get our arms around as much as we can, and I'm reporting the cash and the expenses the old-fashioned way, but it's our goal that by the end of this month, you will have Tyler System reports of profit and loss and where we are. And our disbursements are already there, but you'll be able to see the direct effect that it has on everything. So that's the best I can answer at this point in time.
It's wonderful.
What?
It's wonderful. We've asked for so much information as to where we are at and what was going on, and this is probably the first time we've all felt like we're getting someplace.
It's not easy, and I'm not going to lie to you. And there are some very stressful times because Marie, if you notice, her forehead is a little bit concaved, and mine is now too. Because when we found stacks of bills just shoved in drawers, and they were bills from 90 to 120 days ago, and somebody calls up and says, "Where? How come you haven't paid us?" Well, we don't show a bill, and then we find it, and then it's like. But we're getting there, and I'm very proud of the effort that staff has put forward.
You should be proud.
We might have to make a motion. They wear helmets.
Yeah.
Mr. President, I would just like to say, I want to say thank you, Tom and Maria. I feel that this board has made the right choice to go in the right direction, and I would like to assure the public that everyone knows that the district was in array and that this board is making every effort that it can to rectify that and become open and clear. And I think if you listen to the conversation and the board action today, you will see that we are trying to do that. And through the efforts of the personnel that we've hired to date, that we are going forward. And one of the most important questions is how are we going to solidify this district? Our honorable vice president over here. And I think this is one of the ways. I thank you very much. Personally, I think you're doing a great job. I know that there's challenges that's going to be before you that is going to take some time to figure out, but I think we're on the right track, and I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. I would like to make one other comment. The paint that we selected was donated, but the color was picked because Rick and Matthew and I are all fall people. So if you've ever had your clothes picked out for you, we're not spring, we're fall, so that's why we picked that color.
You got to look good.
Yeah. Well, let me just point out that these are Harold Guyton's pictures up on the wall that has been part of the district for quite some time. And, God bless Harold Guyton.
Can I pull this back to the budget for a minute?
Sure.
And the audits and such? So at the last meeting, the auditor had said that they would have us a rough draft of an audit report, which made me say, okay, well, at least we're not 3 years behind, by the time, because we'll have a rough draft. And so as of July 1st, we became 3 years behind. And so, do we have somebody auditing the 8 and 9? And I thought we were able to put that year to bed. And is the auditor that everybody, you Thelma, everybody has been coddling this firm through to produce something.
Well, the earthquake was, you know, in the early 2000s, and why are we worrying about this in 2008 and 2009? Because even though the contract was for 1.4, there was progress payments that were made, and we didn't get just commitments from FEMA. The county exercised DRIA funds and community block development grants, and we're having a little bit of difficulty getting everybody to put that together. Well, today we got that put together, and tomorrow I'm going to go visit our auditor personally and say, here it is, and if you don't like it, write in your opinion that you don't like it, but we still need the audit. Okay, on the budget issue, that was one of the first things I was going to tackle. And when I asked for data from the AS400, it didn't make any sense. And when I asked for data from the Tyler, it didn't make any sense. And when I looked at the accounts that were established in the AS400, and I looked at the accounts that were established in the Tyler system, they don't match.
Right.
And so somebody made the decision to do all this stuff, and I'm not worried about who shot John. It just needs to be fixed, and we've got our hands around it, but I just haven't had the time to lock myself in the office and put all those numbers to paper.
Right, and I accept that for the annual budget. I understand that entirely. You know, you can't, if you don't have the numbers, how can you, you know, build it? I understand. But I'm a my patience are gone when it comes to this auditing firm of, what's their name again?
Moss Levy. Our patience are gone with them, too. As I said, tomorrow it'll be fixed.
So, so do they have a draft or don't they have a draft, or what's your gut feeling on
my
this?
My gut feel is I found a preliminary report that was mainly bullets with questions. We've met several times with the auditor and gone over all the things that he had. The last stumbling block was this FEMA block grant, DRI money, and who got paid what and when. And we are going to address it tomorrow and finally put that to bed. We've also created a request for proposal package, which council has now, to go out to other CPA firms and start the audits on the other things. The girls have already pulled together all the data, so it's boxed and ready to go. And we intend to have those placed, I think requests for proposals going on the 15th once council approves it. And then we will start everybody up on August, make a selection for your approval at the next meeting and start the audit on August 1st. So that'll be 9, 10, and then we're closing 10 and 11 as we speak.
Tom, I just had a question, and this brought up. As far as the Tyler Technology Systems, what's the estimated date when you think that thing might be up and running and functional for our district in the way that it can be used or should be used by us?
Our goal is by the 1st. We've got... we had a meeting today and went over some of the discrepancies. When they did the transfer over, the check registers didn't match. And so we did a scrub on the check registers. And then, big surprise, the deposits didn't match either. So we did a scrub on the deposits. So we're now getting caught up with that. And then the girls are going to be data inputting from July 1 forward. And then we've already confirmed with Marie and myself and Harold that we will do general ledger adjustments once we've got that all in there. But we're basically, as far as the day-to-day operation, we're running it, your disbursements, your payroll. We're just got to get the balances right, and then we'll be able to move forward.
All right. When I spoke before you were brought on board, when I spoke, I think the vice president's name was Elvin Cordair, and he advised that Tyler would be helpful in any possible way that could be helpful to us. And so,
well, the problem is there's help, and then there's paid for help.
Okay.
And when they do stuff for us, there's a cost to it. So we put a full court press on everybody getting up to speed and then calling them when we have a problem. For example, one of the things that was in the came out of the grand jury report was that our billing was incorrect. Mm-hmm. And what just mystifies me is our model bill was exactly what the grand jury wanted, but somehow we never carried it over to our regular bill. So we've immediately informed Tyler of those changes, and we're getting a bill for $1,000 to make those changes. Difficult, but you know we're doing just fine.
Excellent. Thank you, Tom.
Anyone else?
No, I have no further questions.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Was it an oversight? I was wondering if the reports from the operations, OCSD operations, if the director's reports would come under that?
You guys' reports?
Yes.
I think they're at the end.
You mean for the committees that you sit on?
Yes.
Yeah, it was probably oversight. So that's two mistakes I've made for those of you keeping track at home.
Well, there's not really much to report.
I mean, the finance committee, I asked them to back off, and they did. So, you know, there's nothing to report there. I apologize.
It'll reflect in your payroll.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I don't have any of my committees that met this since the last meeting either. So,
well, we did have the Oceano Advisory Council a couple of meetings, and out of that came our cleanup committee meetings. We're having a good district-wide cleanup in October, and at our first meeting, I think we had about 40 people there, 40 residents, and it was a very well-received meeting. And from there, a committee was established that is going to do the work necessary to get the cleanup done. We have a co-presidency, actually, and volunteers that are organizing it, and I love the community enthusiasm. People are coming out, people are interested in what's happening in the district, and they are willing to commit their time, and I find that very exciting. And also I would like to give recognition to a young man from the Napomo Boy Scouts Troop 450, Michael Blanchard, who has taken on the project of revamping Triangle Park and building an information bulletin board for the community. He's doing a great job with this. He's putting in landscaping, a drip system, sandblasting, very enthusiastic about the project. Very professional approach for a young man, and he is looking for donations. So if you are so inclined, once again, his name is Michael Blanchard, and he is with Troop 450 from Napomo.
Is this for his Eagle Scout?
I am not certain.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yes. So, and then also at our advisory committee meeting, we had a presentation from Dina Billman, the state parks, and they are planning to redo their visiting center. It's a proposal right now, but it looks quite wonderful. It's going to be a beautiful addition to Pier Avenue once it's completed. And other than that,
Okay. I had the opportunity to attend that meeting. I want to thank you for you know, kind of taking charge of it. I want to thank the Kiwanis for stepping in and taking a lead position in that. And it was very, very just enthusiasm from the community. It was something you had to be there to see when people step up and want to you know, roll up their sleeves and become you know, a part of the community where they can get in and feel like you know, they're doing something. And I thought it was kind of an exciting, and I hope that you guys have very, very successful. I hope that the board will support them wholeheartedly, because this is, you know, it's an event that the district took part in years ago, and we should be as a you know, one of our charters is to, you know, in garbage and clean up, and I think we should be involved. And so I'd just like to personally thank you, Tom.
For it. Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. I'm all about the district.
Okay. I did attend the sanitation district meeting, and we had a discussion on the next year's budget and the items that were listed in there for schedule for improvements and repairs and all that stuff. I'm sorry, not loud enough. And we also had some closed session litigation things to talk about, which was done, and that was pretty much what we discussed, was the business and the budget and trying to figure out how the expenses are going to be distributed. And
what is that budgeted at? Do you remember? Or maybe, Tom, you could say that.
Last week I requested the last 3 years income and expense for the sanitation district and their current balance sheet. And then prior to President Angelo's meeting with the sanitation district, the two of us reviewed her packet. And those were some of the questions that we asked. And coincidentally, one of the things that we needed to make a determination on that somehow never made the packet. And so we've asked for that, and I've been told I'm going to receive it. But as far as time of sitting down and laying all that out, I haven't had the time to get right. That completed, but it is on the radar, and we are looking at that.
Yeah, my concern is that Oceano's getting their fair share of their dollar, you know, mm-hmm. is that there's a set amount that we pay that engineer every month, whether he shows up or doesn't show up, whether we call him or don't call him.
Well, actually, it's not a set amount. It's not a set amount. The way the contract is structured is he bills for time and material. But there needs to be a clarification because of the multiple hats that gentleman wears, how much time and how much material. And that I think that's a reasonable request. And Director Angelo did ask that question, but we did not get the answer that we wanted, but we will be able to determine that when we go through the records.
All right.
Yeah, we're still working on that part of it.
And I want to rest assured that the ratepayers, when I first got involved with this, I was told that, you know, we collect for the sanitation district, and then we pass it through to them. And in doing research, I was told we would get X amount of money back for what we pass through. The reality is we get significantly more back than we pass. We get a percentage of what we pass through, which they consider a franchise fee, similar in structure to what we get with the garbage company. Okay. The question that I have right now is that there's a variance in our payments to them based on our billing, but there's also a variance on the percentage that we receive back, and we just haven't had the time to sit down and go through that. But nobody's hiding anything, and that put us in a much better position than I originally thought, and I think the board thought as well. So we are paying them when we bill, but we do get our franchise fee back. So that's way better position than I ever thought we were in.
Is it actually a franchise fee, or is it an administrative fee?
I'm using franchise fee. It may be in the contract as administrative fee, but the percentage is good, but there's some variances in it, and I don't have an understanding of that yet. Mm-hmm. And they do send us the checks.
I have a question about the status of the discussions regarding the grand jury report and the conflict of interest with John Wallace. Mm-hmm. What's the position that the Sand District is taking with that, or what are the status of those discussions?
They don't feel like there's a conflict. They're going to try to rewrite his contracts, two separate individual contracts, which we were going to review too, and it has not been determined yet because we had one board member absent, and they felt that they should hold it over till all three board members were there.
When it is rewritten, is that something that might be put out for a competitive bid?
I hope so.
if I may interrupt, sure. It has been escalated to the county level.
Okay.
And it was on an agenda item on the consent agenda at the county level, which I attended the Board of Supervisors meeting, and Mr. Wallace was there, and there were some people there as well that had their concerns. So the county is also looking at it as well.
Do you know what the county's, they obviously got the response that had to be filed from the sanitation district regarding the notice of violation. Do you know what their take is on the Wallace Group's response to that? It's kind of inarticulate the way I ask it. Did it make sense?
Yeah, I know what you're getting at. You want to know what the county felt with Wallace's response on the spillage itself.
Yes.
All I can say is that they are looking at the whole situation.
I think we're probably all sitting back waiting to see what the state does with their response. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think that would.
I think it's. I find it interesting that the county would, unless they have some vested interest, that why they wouldn't do an external review, versus it's kind of like reviewing themselves in a sense, well, because they're so inherently entrenched. You know, that institution with the larger county institution that, you know, once one person, you know, most of the time they work at the, for example, you know, they'll work with this engineer group.
I think maybe if I understand you, if we're a large percentage owner, we're not using that large of a percentage. That should
33 and a third.
33% owner, we're using about 17% of the resources.
Uh-huh.
Then there ought to be some consideration back to the district here for our ownership of that.
Yes.
Well, I would just like to say that, you know, I know that we have three entities. We have Grover, ourselves, and Arroyo Grande in a sanitation district. But prior to Grover coming into the sanitation district, the county sat mm-hmm. at the sanitation district, and they had a vested interest.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to hear today that, you know, the county is taking interest in, because they do have the full knowledge of beginning. Because, you know, this plant here at one time is the state of the art in California. I mean, you know, coming behind San Diego. And I think that if the county finds interest, being kind of the, not even a fourth party, but just interested in, you know, seeing, because they have not only the interest of Oceano being unincorporated, but they, you know, they have full knowledge, because they help build, you know, the preliminary plant. And I think it's good. I hope and I feel that, you know, the politics at the county doesn't, you know, intermingle with what we need to get done here. But, you know, there is a question, and it has been a question for years and years and years, of this conflict of, you know, the Wallace Group and the Wallace Group managing the plant. And it should be investigated. It should be investigated, and we should be able to be comfortable. Not, you know, I mean, Grover City came in because they had no choice. And they paid for it dearly, and that was their right, because that what it cost to, you know, for the capital improvements. But we should be able to say to our constituents, hey, this is what it cost. And I don't think that any one group should either pilfer the community or gouge the community for, you know, for whatever reason at someone's expense. And I hopefully that, you know, with the county's involvement now and hopefully the foresight of the other two entities that sit on this board can do the right thing.
Okay, do we have anything else? Okay, do we want to take about a 10-minute break?
Sure.
Well, do we need to go to?
We still have
it's
to
closed session.
We have to go to closed session, but we have the cash disbursement. So
okay.
I'd like us to do that.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that, and then
do. And then remind everybody that the goal was to get out of here in an hour, and we've kind of defeated that.
Excuse me, point of order.
No, there's not. No. You were supposed to speak prior to that, and we did not have a slip. Thank you.
I put in my slip twice.
I don't have a slip here for anything. For general manager, it came up after we spoke. You're supposed to speak prior to the report. Thank you.
Cash disbursements?
Pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. I'd just like to point out, thanks to Matt's encouragement on item 011292, it only costs us $34 to change the locks here in this building.
Good.
I don't even think you can go down and buy a lock for $34.
Not an industrial lock. That's right. Thank you for doing that, Rick.
Yeah, thank you, Rick, for coming in and doing that.
Okay, does anyone have any questions with the disbursements listed for pay?
I'll so move.
Okay. So to say it's the first time, it hasn't been a mystery.
Yeah, that's true. Everything's pretty out there. Okay, do we have...
I just hope you guys keep all these compliments 6 months from now so that...
Yeah. He's making a list.
Keep wishing.
I'm glad this is taped so I can just hit the button and report back. Yes.
Remember when.
Second.
Okay. Yeah, second, Mary.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been...
Moved and seconded.
Approved and seconded, or voted on. We need to do a voice call, or do we need to do... Okay, let's just do a voice call for the payment on the disbursements for June 30th, 2011. Everyone in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? No one opposed. It passes 5-0. And it looks good.
And, President?
Yes.
May I just make a... since it's kind of just...
Agenda item, I believe. How is that worded?
Staff to negotiate with the village group representative and write a new contract.
Which I believe has begun.
Right.
We put something together.
Okay.
So at that point, we had a meeting of minds, I would say.
Right.
On the extension of the lease, to which I was... definitely in agreement to as a representative of the tenant.
Okay.
So really, I think at this point, I just wanted to show up and answer any questions or address any concerns or...
Tom, you've been working on this, so you'll be putting something together?
For the ratepayers' benefit, we have a lease with the village group. They use the old fire station is a meeting room, and one of the things I found digging through, I found the lease, and both parties were obligated at 90 days of the end of the lease to renegotiate the lease. Well, the lease was drawn up in 2003, and we were long overdue to renegotiate the lease. So I immediately got a hold of the people with the village group. We tossed some ideas around, and we've got a draft, which we will present. I think it's in your packet now. Is it? No, it'll be in your packet next week.
Okay.
But I just wanted to make sure before we proceeded that nobody had any problems or anything else. They've been model tenants, and all we're asking for is just basically a cost of living and to put the lease, make it formal. So they were at 2003 rates before, and we're just trying to adjust it up a little bit.
Okay.
So do we need a motion on that?
I don't know. Do we?
Not until we have
the completed lease.
Yeah.
We don't need one to just authorize the discussions. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's all we need. Thank you.
Thank you.
No? I hope it's not me. Okay, and then do we want to go ahead and do final report regarding South County Sanitation Agreement application?
I'll say again now.
Do we want to do item 8B at this time?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. And?
That is in your packet.
Okay.
What did you say, 8E?
B.
County application. Final report for the South County Sanitary application for solid rate increase can't talk tonight, which is what... does anyone have any questions on this?
No. I went through the entire report, and then I was... had the opportunity to question Tom tonight, and I have no problem with that. And if nobody else has any problem, I would make the motion to approve.
Okay, anyone else have any comments?
No.
All right, how about you? Okay, so we have a motion to approve. Do I hear a second?
Second. Excuse me, is there any public comment before approving?
No.
Are we on item 8?
No.
D?
B.
B. Okay. We've got a first and a second.
I'm keeping track as we go.
Well, you don't have to look through them. I'll do it for you.
Okay. I guess we've got a motion, a second, and do we hear... let's just do a voice.
Yeah.
Approval? See, this is probably a rating increase, so I'd do a roll call.
We better do a roll call, yeah. You're right. Okay, I need a roll call vote, please.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Vice President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Angela?
Yes. Okay. Okay, then. Did you want to do the pay grant distribution? Was that the other one we were looking at to do, or do we want to do that after we go to...
cash disbursements.
Yeah, we did cash disbursements.
The pay grant?
Well, yeah, you said you had one more that you wanted to do before we go into closed session. Is that correct?
No, mine was just...
Okay.
Mine was just to take care of the gentleman from the village room.
Okay, great.
And mine was just the housekeeping...
I know, we're
talking.
We're interrupting a public meeting. It's great. So,
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Angela?
Yes. Okay. Okay, let's... do you want to go to closed session now?
We do, but we have one request from the public. To comment on 8C prior to going into public session. So
8C?
Giselle Mailer.
Okay.
I made a comment regarding the requirement of Ralph Brown that negotiators that are negotiating with the district need to be identified under the Ralph Brown Act. So I've already stated what I wanted to say with item 8C. Item 8B, I did make a written request to make a suggestion.
Okay, that's already done.
That the OCSD's water...
Ms. Naylor, that's already been addressed.
...operations be separated out...
Ms. Naylor, that's already been addressed and closed. Thank you.
Okay.
From Wallace's operation.
Okay. All right. So we're done with public comment.
One other one. Bill Smith, okay. You still wish to comment on these? It would be on item... It's in closed session, and it is items... C? 2 and 3 under item C.
Good evening, Board of Education and Mayor and Council.
Good evening. Good evening,
Good evening.
I'm going to ask you, when you go into closed session, when you discuss Resolution 2011-07, Pamela Dean, Laurie and Mr. Searcy would excuse themselves for conflict of interest. Mrs. Searcy is conflict of interest because he is close to the Angelo family of David and Lori. And I'm sure, I appreciate you, Lori, of not attending the meeting last week, which Mr. Searcy should have followed your lead. But I'm sure if you excuse yourself and come back out and have a leisurely cup of coffee and you want to ask the board members any question, they'll answer you. But I'm asking you not to go into that room and debate the resolution.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, I think we're ready to move off unless anybody has a response.
Okay. I'm going to ask Molly, is there any problem with me participating with this?
Yeah, you need to recuse yourself.
Okay. Okay.
Not from the microphone, please. You need to recuse yourself from the Pamela Dean discussion, but not from the Santa Maria guidelines.
Okay.
And what are we doing with number E, 8E, letter E, excuse me? I was actually going to try to bring those two resolutions together, but I failed. 8, E and F. I mean, E is another housekeeping that goes with F. So should I just make a quick motion to...
That's weed abatement.
I move that we accept resolution 2011-05, a resolution of the Board of the Directors for OCSD confirming the charges against property owners for the collection of delinquent solid waste collection charges and directing staff to forward the charges to the county auditor for collection.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Vice President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Angelo?
Yes.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we got to. Let's go for a closed session. Do we want to do?
I want to do a break.
I got to take a break.
No, that's fine. Yeah, but then do you want to come back and then we'll announce back into closed session?
I think anything that we got left, we can.
We have it. We still have items on.
Oh, do we? Okay.
Well, G. We still have G.
That's true.
We still have H. We've got to talk about I.
We've got to talk about I.
H and I.
Okay. Then we got LAFCO.
We got TAG.
We got all nine.
Let's. I don't think closed session is going to take that long.
No, but I got to.
Okay. Well.
So we'll adjourn for 10 minutes. We'll take a break for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Session. Okay.
You really want to help everything up on this end. You're just thinking.
Okay. Review and sign Cal EMA 130 form, designation of applicants agent resolution for non-state agencies. Recommended action. Board review and approval. Does anyone have any questions? Or I move that thing. Rick, got anything? Mary?
No.
Okay.
I'll move to approve.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion to approve. A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So no.
Roll call vote on a resolution, then?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Let's do a roll call, please, Carol, then.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Vice President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Angelo?
Yes. Okay. Okay, item H, review and sign FEMA Federal Emergency Management Agency project completion and certification report. Disaster number 1505 form for potential funds from the San Simeon earthquake. Board review and approval. It's recommended. Okay. Do we have any comment on that?
I would ask the board at this time, pending a meeting that I had with the Wallace Group, that we bring this back to the next meeting because of the data that I have to pull from Gehring and Taylor. So this was put on under the guise that we would have it finished, and it didn't get done.
Okay.
This is that pass-through that you discussed, isn't it?
Yes. All right.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to table item 8H.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
We'll bring it back on the next agenda. Okay, and roll call.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Vice President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Angelo?
Yes. Okay, item I, PEG grant distribution.
We have one request for public comment, Nancy Castle.
Okay.
Good evening again, Board. Nancy Castle, AGP Video. We provide the video production services that have your meetings presented on Charter Cable. Channel 21, which is the countywide government access channel. I would like to share a little bit about the PEG access funds, both for your benefit and potentially for the viewers' benefit. This is a 1% fee that is added to the charter bills to support public educational and government access. And the county has chosen to divide it three ways. They distribute public access, or they did distribute it to the nonprofit. I actually don't know what's happening with that right now. They distribute the educational element to the County Office of Education, and then the government access funds are collected and are distributed to the special districts in the areas that the money comes from. You receive the letter from the county, which stipulates in that the funds can only be used for capital purposes, such as equipment purchases or program development. And I don't know what the county means by program development. In the franchise agreement, it is stipulated that PEG access funds can be used for equipment and facilities and are for access capital projects only. So the two other special districts in the Oceano area at this point aren't really taking advantage of any sort of cable access, government access projects that would need capital funds. So as your district is the only one that actually has a program going out over the government access channel, it seems like you have a larger interest in that money. It is interesting to me that this letter came out and does not specify how much is available to the community of Oceano or to the special districts in Oceano. And you might ask the new general manager to contact the county and see if he can find out how much is available in this fund at this time. As I said last time, the primary recommendation we have for use of the discussion, and I would be glad to talk with Rick. I already have spoken with him once on the phone and with your new general manager. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to no other public comment.
Okay. I'm just being part of the committee for the CSDA and this notice of the PEG monies, it's requiring us to get a consensus within 90 days with the other CSDAs and agencies. And I kind of agree with what we can do or ask for our PEG monies. And I would like to see us upgrade our speaker system and maybe even the video system of our own, that when APG comes in, they don't have to have wires all over the floor, and they just come in, plug in, and we're done. But on the informational side, I would like, I don't know if it would take an ad hoc committee or maybe just sitting down with the general manager and going over some issues of public information. I know that here recently there was some request of maybe having a public monitor in the office, so when the public comes in, that all of the information of the district can be displayed. And, you know, you have a monitor there, and all of our different issues can be transferred over, you know, like, and I think it would just be a nice element to the district and more modernized and you know, use some of the technology that is available to us to put out that information to the public and educate them that, you know, when we have a water rate increase or something, it can kind of be, you know, those... That information can be right there as they come in to pay their water bill, and maybe they'll have questions, but at least that information is there and might help the public understand what the district is trying to do. And we just kind of automate, you know, our statute here. And I think if those funds are available and we can use those funds to upgrade, I think we should do it. And I don't, like I said, I don't know if we should have a, you know, an ad hoc committee to discuss what particular, you know, products that we're going to buy or, you know, what we're actually going to put in. But I think we should apply for that. And I see on this, I don't know, I understand, and maybe it's a question for the general manager, that it's requesting us to get together with the different CSDAs and the different people that can apply for these funds. If we have to go to Cayucas, Napomo, yeah. I see it under Oceano. It just shows Oceano, Coastal San Luis, RCD, South County Sanitation District. Mm-hmm. And if those are the people that we need to contact and get a consensus on what kind of capital improvements that we would like to see within us, then those are the only three people we really need to sit down with and get a consensus on what kind of capital improvements we would like to do here at our district, maybe at their district, and apply for those funds.
I had a discussion with the county on the PEG funds on my last visit there when we were trying to get the cash balances in our property tax fund. And I thought I had the number written down, and I don't, so it means it's in a file in my office. Next meeting, I'll chase this down and give you a report on what money we have, and then it's and a couple suggestions, one that you just gave, and then you guys can make a decision as a board on how we want to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Talking with the county, if the other entities in our category aren't applying, do we just need an MOU from them or a letter of support? Or
I can't answer that.
Okay.
Yeah. It might take a meeting with those three entities to decide, you know, what I
agree with what Nancy said about that they didn't give us their number and all this other stuff. It's pretty ambiguous, but by next meeting I'll get it worked out.
Thank you.
I think the proposal about directing staff to work with is appropriate. We should direct staff to do exactly what staff is recommending that we do.
Okay.
So
yeah, I agree.
That is, yes.
I'll second it.
Okay. We have a motion, a second on recommendation for the general manager to continue on looking into the PEG grant distributions and report back. Is that correct?
Concurrence with that board. So, but we need a selection so that staff can get this off.
Okay. I can tell you who we voted for on the sanitation district was Marshall Okalski.
Ohilski.
Okay. Close. So there's four people available there. I've already read through most of the information prior, so I'll stand by that one with myself. Oops,
I agree with that selection.
As do I.
Okay.
I agree also, but I would just like to point out that reading through the applicants, I kind of like the guy from the San Luis Obispo Harbor District. But
Brian Krielski?
Yeah, he's, you know, mm-hmm. kind of a local guy, and I think he understands the issues, you know, in the Five Cities area. But I'll go along whatever the board is the majority of.
Okay, Mary?
Whatever the board wants to do, I would support it.
Okay, well, three of us, I think we're going to go for Marshall.
Pardon me?
I think the three of us over here, we're going to go for Marshall.
So okay, well, then, is that a motion?
Yeah, I make a motion that we nominate Marshall Olinsky.
Yeah. I'll second that.
Okay, and we need a roll call vote.
Director Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Shirsky?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Angelo?
Yes.
Director Lucy?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, next, Madam President, we have item K, which is California Special Districts Association voting members proposed CSDA bylaw amendments. They're in there, and we recommend against voting for the change. And the reason why is I believe they're calling for 100% participation, and
yes.
That's too limiting of the organization.
I agree. Okay, does anyone else have any questions on this?
Also move the staff recommendation.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. It'd be approved with a 5-0 vote. Okay, and then we have...
Item L, we have public comment, and it's discussion, start review of our relationship with the Sanitation District, and Brad Snook request time.
Okay. I think this is something that was probably brought up a little earlier, and looking at... I'm sorry. I didn't hear you come up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I would have been glad to get like a comment earlier.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But it is interesting to watch the council work. I congratulate you on all your efforts. Everything seems to be moving in the right direction. So thank you, Oceano CSD. My name is Brad Snook. I'm the volunteer coordinator for our county's chapter of the Surfrider Foundation. In mid-March, I want to give you a little information about what happened at the Sanitation District meeting when Jim Hill asked for an investigation during a discussion of management issues there at the plant. And the other representatives from Grover Beach and Arroyo Grande railroaded him into submission to accept peer review as the only alternative. It was a display of just utter we will have none of this on Jim Hill's part, and they and it was totally I wouldn't want the same thing to happen to Ms. Angelo, and I think if this group decides that an investigation is the way to go, there's going to have to be some planning that goes on to the Sanitation District Board so that the investigation request is successful. A few terms that have become familiar to people following Surfrider's request are the whistleblowers for the two whistleblowers that came out. The notice is a violation for this bill, and also involved with the whistleblower's claims of water quality violation. The contract, the conflict.
Thank you.
Okay.
People can put things in writing if they choose to, right, for public comment to be entered into the record?
Yes, they can.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, is there any further comment on the relationship with Sanitation District? Did anyone have anything else that they wanted to add? If not, we'll go on to the utility items. We have...
Okay,
what is our plan of action? I'm sorry.
What is the planned action?
I mean, we have it down here on the agenda, but I couldn't remember what we decided to do.
Mary, they can't hear you.
What we decided to do is we have a... There's a couple things. On the administrative front, we're going to go through their books. On the administrative front, we're going to review contracts. On administrative front, we're going to get the inflow and outflow of money identified and get the percentages set up to where we have an understanding of how they work. On a reach out, show us what you got deal, you and Director Angelo and myself will be scheduled for a plant tour and meet the staff and have a sit down with Wallace and go over what Oceano's role is and how we can bring other things to the table that Oceano can generate revenue from. And that's where we stand tentatively.
Okay. Anything? Anybody else have any questions?
No.
No? Okay. Let's go on then to utility items, fee letter.
Do we need to approve the recommended action?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess we do. It's getting rummy here. Okay. Do I have a motion?
I'll still move.
Go ahead. I'll second.
Okay, and do we do just a roll call, or do we just vote yes on them or no?
Yes.
Okay, let's just do a regular vote, voice vote. Everyone in favor of review and relationship with the sanitation district?
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, carries 5-0. Okay, now we're going on to utility. Fee letter for Christie, single-family residence, APN number 062-096-032, project number 6258.
Mr. President, this item's been on the agenda for quite a while. I move for approval.
One of the things I say is, you know, we've bantered this one about a lot, and I think most of us want to see us be able to sell our waters and sell our water meters to sell water. And so, there's been a lot of stuff going on, and this guy caught us at the right or at the exact wrong time to get something approved. But I think we need to send a message out that you can buy a water meter here. So,
okay.
I'd also think we should approve it.
Okay. Do I hear a motion?
I so moved.
And a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Recommend, let's do roll call, please.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Vice President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Angela?
Yes.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Okay, then we have one more. Okay, then we also have item 9B, which is also a fee letter for, is that Gwenth? How do you pronounce that? Gwenth? Kitchen and Dining Room Remodel, APN number 062-282-027, OCSD project number 6438. Kitchen and Dining Room Remodel.
Also move for approval.
Okay, do I hear a second?
A second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Vice President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Angelo?
Yes.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Okay. And did we do... We still need to do board discussion. Didn't we do that already? Board discussion?
Yeah. I think you have the option of bringing up stuff that you want to talk about at this point in time related to the meeting.
I'll try to make this brief, Madam President.
Okay.
In your...
at the Oceano Station, there's a captain and a firefighter. There's not an engineer. Part of the vision is either to bring in, would best case scenario would be to bring in an engineer to help staff our fire department. A second scenario is to bring in another firefighter so that we have a three-man engine so that it can be fully staffed, and that's a public safety issue. Oceano takes the least amount of calls, and so that's why we ended up with the least amount of staff. But I know the fire department wants to see that. The second thing is ultimately training when it comes. Our firefighters are not firefighter paramedics, and we all assume that they will be and that they'll come, and but we'd have to wait for the ambulance service to come get that. And so in the future, the Joint Powers Fire Authority wants to see the training so that they're firefighter paramedics, and that the Joint Powers Authority is not a training ground for San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara to, you know, pluck members from. And so that's just part of my discussion and something that's come up during my discussions with the chiefs.
So they're wanting to try to get everybody to be paramedic?
They
want everybody else to get paramedic certified?
That would be nice,
as many as possible?
At least
we have one at each location?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And our firefighters also are not on parity with pay with, like, the police department. And so they're... I forgot what the term is. It's getting late. But, you know, they basically make a much lower salary. They work a lot of hours in the day. Mm-hmm. But they're not full salaried positions until they become engineers. And so this is something future. You know, it's not going to happen tomorrow. But the vision for the Joint Powers Fire Authority is to get these individuals on as full-time employees of the Joint Powers Fire Authority. So.
Well, I agree. I know Oceano is exceptional, especially when you have only two guys on call and they're first on scene. Yeah. You know, in the past, Oceano has always been a very viable fire department, and even as a volunteer fire department, when the horn blew, there was more than three guys. You know, so you know, maybe we could just kind of like reiterate that as a representative with the joint powers agreement that, you know, just because we're out here in the outpost doesn't mean that we don't deserve what everybody else is getting.
And the Joint Powers Fire Authority is sensitive to that, and, you know, other engines respond, and there's a multi-jurisdictional response when they have something like a fire. And even though the Oceano guys were there first at this last fire that Chief Heath talked about, other agencies were responding. But it would just be nice for the safety of the firefighters and the safety of the community to have a fully staffed fire department here.
Yeah, I agree. So.
I think that was our goal to start with.
It is. Yeah. It is the goal, and it's something that we just need to keep our eye on the prize.
Okay. Okay, do we have any written correspondence? None?
I just want to say real quickly, too, is the community of Oceano was very, very responsible. In the 4th of July, we had absolutely no fire calls at all. And so I know that we've gotten a bad rap in the past, but, you know, Oceano was the only town that there was no calls for any disturbances whatsoever.
That's wonderful.
So I think that everybody in the community acted very responsible.
Go ahead.
Except for your dog.
I had to call the fire department because my dog got caught underneath my... back underneath my house on the 4th of July. And they came, and they were very nice. By the time they got there, she'd broken loose, and I was so glad. But they did respond, and it made me feel good that they did come out like that.
That's good.
Did I miss something? Is this the first year that there were fireworks for sale on Grand Avenue? How long has that been going on?
Oh, no, that's...
Has that been going on for a long time? Okay. I never noticed it until this year.
Everybody can't let them off. They can sell them there. They just can't let them off.
They got to come here to light them?
Everybody's got to come here to light them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any other items that we want to put on the next board meeting agenda? Do you guys have anything else?
No, but at some point, I want to talk about our relationship with the state parks.
Okay.
Yes, Rex. Yeah. You know, because, I mean, it's some future agenda.
Okay.
We got to talk about it.
Yeah. We will have County Parks Commissioner Connie O'Henley attending our next meeting, right, Caroline?
Oh, cool.
And she will give you an update on San Luis Obispo County Parks as well. So, and one, it's to introduce her to the good people of Oceano. She was a supervisor to Cher's appointment.
Oh, cool.
And She also manages the Clark Center, so she has a very good finger on the pulse of the community. And so she'll be reporting next at the next meeting.
Okay. Great. And then maybe we can get Annie in and we can all share our trash.
Okay. Nothing else on the